Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Timothy, chapters 4 to 6. How can rich believers truly serve God? We read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 17 to 19 like this. The words of Apostle Paul: command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Just before Apostle Paul concluded his first letter to his spiritual son Timothy, he remembered that there were many rich believers in the church in Ephesus where Timothy was pastoring. Some followers of Christ had a lot more money in their possession than others. The church in Ephesus was unlike the early days of the church of Jerusalem, where all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possession and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. It is a known fact that money has incredible power to create feelings of pride, superiority and self-sufficiency. And people of means have to learn to look beyond their money to God, the ultimate source of wealth. So Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy that he should command the rich people to do 5 specific things so that they can truly serve God alone. Number 1, they should not be proud of the riches, but be like Christ. Number 2, they should not trust in the riches that may not last forever, but in God alone. Number 3, they should be rich in doing good works and store up true riches in heaven. Number 4, they should be ready to give generously for worthwhile causes. And number 5, they should be willing to share with people who are less fortunate. Today, God wants us to join Him in the work that He does, and we must excel in doing good works that God has prepared beforehand for us. God requires of us that we be found faithful, do good and be rich in good works, and also that we maintain these good works. We do have a lot to give others, including the spiritual gifts we possess, along with our experiences, training, talents, time and treasures. We should never let gold be our God as we honor God with our possessions. In fact, we do have a lot to be thankful to God, and the best way to express our thankfulness is by opening out to others. Let us never forget that God has redeemed us when we were in distress, and in doing so, He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Let us not forget to do good, to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.